Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to having you, our listening audience, join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. It's our joy, our pleasure, and we look forward to having you involved in the broadcast. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Each day, your telephone call, as it is made, goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to have an open mic issue today. We're going to discuss several things, but we are open for anything that you want to discuss that interfaces with our Constitution, with Christian life, with the faith, family, and our freedom, what we face each and every day as believers, as conservatives, as patriots, and how we should respond to them. So many things taking place globally that affects America, globally that can make a dramatic difference in America, and those things that are taking place internationally and nationally, I believe there's so many, we need to just open the microphones up today and allow you to join in and discuss that issue that is so prevalent in your mind. And the question is, how do you respond to it? How do we respond to it? How should we then live? As Ezekiel 33:10 asked the question. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I don't know of any other book, don't know of any other source that we can go to, ladies and gentlemen, that has a deeper, broader, better answer than that which we find in the Word of God. God's Word is the answer book, as I like to call it. It is the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then Jesus says, "I am truth," in John 14:6. And further, Jesus says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to be that which we seek, the answers that we seek after, and that which we follow is the answer, the direction, the insight, information that's given to us in the Word of God. God's given us His Word for a purpose, and that purpose is, number one, it is the progressive revelation of God to man. And secondly, we find in that progressive revelation of God to man, how God seeks after man, for man to say yes to God through Jesus Christ, and how we might know God better through knowing His Word. It is the truth book. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that the era in which we're living in, truth is not sought after. Truth is rejected. Truth is despised. In fact, it's the statement by the secularist George Orwell, the dystopian novel that he had written back in the late 40s about America, titled 1984. George Orwell said in that, by the way, he's a secularist, not a Christian, would not be what I would call a ultra-conservative, but he said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." If you don't believe that, just watch what is happening in the Washington Beltway even today. We'll talk about that in a moment with the Justice Stephen Breyer's secret announcement, I'll tell you why I call it that he's going to retire from the Supreme Court bench. And who do we think is going to replace him? Who will Barack Obama replace through Joe Biden? Joe Biden is the puppet. Joe Biden is not the president. He is a puppet, a shell of a person, not of his own making, but he is that shell of the person. He's cognitively unable to be the president. But who will they appoint? why will they appoint a particular person that I have in mind? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But when we talk about truth, those that speak the truth are not liked, not emulated, and not, how would you say, being viewed as important in society today. This is the reason I like what former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said in relationship to the church's relationship and the church's responsibility for truth today. This is the reason this broadcast goes forth every day, is to impart truth and allow you to think for yourself and not follow as a brainwashed individual, not follow what is being said out of Washington, not follow what is said by the CDC and Sir Anthony Fauci, not need to follow what is said by the NIH and all of the other agencies of the federal government that's trying to repress and control and cause to bow and to bend the U.S. citizens. U.S. Senator, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And in part, this is what he says, this is the essence of his three-page article on that subject. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundations of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. This is the reason I have appreciated so much for so many years the statement by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I say to you, that is the greatest need in our society today, is to love the truth, seek the truth, defend the truth, even if we have to do so and face the firing squad, if you please, or if we face death, we will still continue to stand for truth and defend the truth. And I believe that we should. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brand with Honda, with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care landscape equipment. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, there's good news today out of Tools for Time. Good news from Tools for Time. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representative, and much, much more. A great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly environment. Closed on Sunday so that you can worship with your family. Just drop by Tools for Time today and get your application, make the application, and prepare for an interview. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole there. That's your benchmark. You can find it relatively easy. That flagpole, I understand, about 165 feet in the air. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got several things that I'm going to bring up as headline news and headline items that you might be interested in jumping in on any one of them, or if you have another thought or another thing that you're concerned about or another, you're interested in another aspect of what's happening in America and or globally, we'd love to talk about it. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very, very clear in relationship to the stand that we ought to take today. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, the 34th verse, and that is a central truth today because we're watching our nation erode. We're watching the very foundations being eviscerated. The godly biblical foundations that built America are now being viewed as un-American, now being viewed as that which is horrible and awful for the United States of America and causing a lot of folks that come out of these secular universities and colleges with a four-year degree or higher that hate America. They've not been taught the Constitution. They've not been taught the truth of our founding fathers and what has taken place. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Perhaps you already have heard, perhaps you know, perhaps you've heard a biased story about it on the news in the last 24-hour news cycle. But the liberal Supreme Court justice will soon be retiring. His name is Justice Stephen Breyer. He's planning on retirement this year. But listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Justice Breyer did not make the announcement of his retirement. You hear me? He did not make the announcement of his retirement. And yet there are people on the news that are saying, Justice Breyer just announced that he's retiring. No, he didn't. There's behind-the-scenes conversation that he would retire sometimes this year. But Joe Biden and the Biden cabal that's operating out of the White House, play-acting the president of the United States of America, position that was stolen in 2020, it was literally a fraudulent election, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what anybody wants to tell you. The position was stolen. He is a Manchurian candidate. He's not the real president of the United States of America, though he has the authority and the power. He has puppets behind him that's pulling the strings. But the point that I make, Justice Breyer, Justice Stephen Breyer, a wacko left-wing liberal justice on the Supreme Court, Justice Breyer did not make the announcement of his retirement. But, ladies and gentlemen, he did not make that announcement. But, in fact, he was supposed to have a news conference to make the announcement, I understand. But he was surprised himself. Listen, Justice Breyer was surprised that the announcement was made that he's going to retire. I understand the news was secretly released from someone in the White House. Listen carefully. The announcement of Justice Breyer's planned retirement was not an announcement made by him. It was not timed based on his timing to let it be known in the nation that he's retiring. But the folks in the White House, i.e. Joe Biden and his handlers, knew that he was planning on retiring this year. So it was their position, in my opinion, that if you make the announcement, it would speed up the process, get him out so that Joe Biden could nominate and, in his wishes, have confirmed a much more liberal leftist Supreme Court justice to replace Justice Breyer. It was secretly released from someone, according to an article that I've read, secretly released from someone in the White House without Breyer's knowledge or consent. So, ladies and gentlemen, we must ask the question, why? Why was the announcement made at this time? Why was the announcement made by a secret source out of the White House rather than coming from Justice Breyer in a news conference, which is normally the way those announcements of retirements made? I believe the reason was to switch the public narrative. I believe that Joe Biden has been faced with a barrage of events, a barrage of negative, a barrage of things that he could not answer so rapidly, so fast, so intensely that he simply wanted to have a deflection so that the news cycle would go from his failures, and we'll talk about those in just a moment, go from his failures to something that would look like a very positive thing for the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democratic Party must have a change of narrative in order to build up the steam that they're wanting to have in order to win the election, as they perceive it, November of this year. It is Michelle Obama that recently announced that we're putting together 100,000 foot soldiers in America to make sure that the Democrats win the election cycle in November of 2022. So that's their plan. And the narrative seemingly is getting worse and worse rather than better and better for them. And so it is my personal opinion, my observational opinion, Joe Biden wanted the narrative changed, or at least his handlers wanted the narrative to change. Why would they want the narrative to change? So that they could gain a little traction with pointing at some of the things that they want to do or that they are doing that would promulgate then interest on the socialist Marxist left to be willing to seek out and try to elect Democratic candidates for November. I believe that the reason is in switching that public narrative is to override, to take the focus off Joe Biden's failures, failure at the southern border. Ladies and gentlemen, he has failed at the southern border in the protection. Listen now, he didn't fail at the protection of the southern border because he tried and he failed. That's not the point. He failed at protecting the southern border. And ladies and gentlemen, you can study your Constitution from one page to the next, one sentence to the next, one paragraph to the next, and you'll not find anything in that where the president has any other responsibility. The first, foremost, primary responsibility of the president is to protect the sovereignty of America and to prevent someone from the outside or the inside from harming the United States of America. He has not failed at doing that. He has succeeded in destroying the border on the southern border. Approximately 2 million plus people have come into America, ladies and gentlemen, uninvited, illegally coming in, and yet they're being flown across America. They're being bused from the borders to border states in Texas, border cities in Texas, and then put on buses and on cabs, taken to airports, and then from the airports dispersed across America. In fact, there's recently some video footage that come out showing that transaction taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, according to the INS, any mail that comes in illegally is supposed to be immediately returned back to his native home. But the recent ones was hundreds and hundreds that have come in that were young males, young men, without families, without kids, and they were summarily welcomed into America by the Biden administration cabal. They're given cash money in their pockets. They were not required to wear a mask. They were not required to get the COVID jab, but yet dispersed, sprinkled like salt and pepper throughout all of America for them to integrate into the system so that then in the just the next few months, they would somehow, some way, bingo, be authorized to vote. And especially if the Biden cabal could get the SR1 and HR1 bill passed, which is the federalization of all of our voting laws, if that could some way somehow be passed or incrementally parts of it be passed, that would allow these 2 million to become Democratic voters in the November election. But ladies and gentlemen, he failed at the southern border. His failure was also in the Russian, the Ukrainian intrusion, the invasion, and the issue there. Right now, I'm told, we're told, publicly announced, and I believe it's more than that, that the Russians have over 100,000 soldiers, 100,000 prepared, armed, angry, aggressive, and anxious to go in and to take Ukraine. Now, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Will that happen? If it happens, what would be the interest of the United States of America? Should a United States of America send in foot soldiers to defend the Ukrainians? Is that what the Constitution would call for? Would that be constitutional? What is our national interest? What is our interest? What is the in Ukraine that we need to defend to protect the national interest of the United States of America? So, ladies and gentlemen, not only has Biden failed at the border, and we're talking about the irrational reasoning or the reasoning behind publicly announcing, secretly bringing out the secret from Stephen Breyer that he had not told publicly. No one knew it but those Joe Biden and those in the White House. Why would that have been announced at this juncture in January of 2022 prior to the election in November of 2022? Why would they have done that? It is to change the total narrative and take the focus of the failure of the Biden administration off the news and out of this 24-hour cycle of news media. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, you can dial 831-0917 at any time. 831-0917, you can pick up on the dialogue and the discussion that I'm having today, ask your question, join in, or you can change the dialogue and discussion at your leisure simply by dialing 831-0917. I'm interested in hearing from you today, ladies and gentlemen. What bothers you? What are your questions about what's happening in America? Are you concerned about it? Are you concerned about the future of America? What are you concerned about as a Christian, as a conservative, as a patriot? What bothers you most? What do you believe we need to have on the focus today in relationship to the information and the warning bells going off about what is taking place that will affect your life and my life and the future lives of all of those in the United States of America? We're talking about the change of the narrative for the Biden failures on the southern border, for the Biden failures on the Russia-Ukrainian invasion issue, for the Biden failures on the economy. Ladies and gentlemen, our economy is imploding. You can only print so much money before you find what was called in the Jimmy Carter days stagflation. I said the other day, Jimmy Carter is rejoicing right now. Jimmy Carter is a happy man now. Jimmy Carter is no longer viewed as the most abysmal failure of a president and a presidency in United States history. Now it's no longer Jimmy Carter, which it was historically until the election or until the stolen election by Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's in the executive office, in the Oval Office, but he's not really the president. He is the puppet. Someone's pulling the strings. Someone's the puppeteer. Who is that? Who's making the decisions each day that's running our nation, that's causing such chaos and confusion, bringing about fear in our nation? Who is it that's behind Joe Biden that wants to force every American citizen to receive the COVID vaccination, which is a murderous, deadly vaccination, not really a vaccination, but shot, as it's come to be known, the COVID jab. Who is it that is behind that? Is it Joe Biden? Joe Biden is not cognitively aware enough to know what he's doing each day when he gets up. I've said several times that those that are handling Joe Biden need to be charged with senior abuse because they're abusing him. He's simply a shell of a man that they are giving him notes. They're whispering in his ear with his tiny little earphone that he's being told what to say and how to say and when to say. He is the puppet. The puppeteers behind the scenes. I've said for months and months and months now, I believe that's no more than Barack Hussein Obama and the scabs out of the Obama administration now totally run the Biden administration. They're his leaders in all of the areas. But Biden's failure in the economy, our economy is plummeting. We're watching today the value of the dollar plummeting. We're watching today the ups and down major peaks and lows in the stock market. You go back to 1929 and following, you'll find the stock market had the same up and down until the ultimate collapse. 1929, 30, 31, 32, and 33 were dismal, deadly, dangerous, dark days for the United States of America economically. And may I say to you, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as little Amos said in the little book of Amos in the 7th chapter, verses 14 and 15. But I believe we're on the very cusp, we're on the very border of a major financial collapse in the United States of America. We're watching today the failure of Biden in the distribution of goods across America. And we're watching today as more and more of the ports close. We're watching today as China retaliates against America by closing further export ports that you would normally be sending products to America. We're watching today as hundreds and hundreds of cargo ships out off the coast of California that's unable to unload. We're watching today the same thing taking place now, not the volume, but the ships off the coast of Mexico waiting to be unloaded and transported. We're watching today as the truckers refuse to be abused and forced into a COVID shot that they don't want just across the borders and across the, into the different states to deliver goods. We're watching today as shelves become empty of the products that we need so desperately as Americans. Let me pause and just type a little loose end there. Just a couple of days ago, a relative of my bride's called and in a frantic, panicked voice said, "Do you know what's happening in the grocery stores?" And my bride says, "Yeah, but what are you saying?" And she told her, because she lives up in Columbia, South Carolina, she said, I went into Food Lion to get groceries, and the shelves are mostly bare. No products on the shelves. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find that to a degree right here in our own city. You can find that in cities across America where the shelves are becoming vacuous and void and empty of products. And it's because of the manipulation of the markets. It's because of the Biden administration's failure. And Pete Buttigieg, the sodomite that's in charge of the Secretary of Transportation, in charge of that, is not even aware, not even cognizant enough to know what's taking place himself. He's too entertained by his husband and their baby that they just adopted and consider it is their baby that as sodomite couple would have. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll digress in saying that, but it is the Biden administration's failure that they're trying to get the focus off so that we will focus on something other than his failures. This is the reason now the 24-hour news cycle, and it will probably be more than just a 24-hour news cycle, is talking about the retirement of Justice Stephen Breyer. Stephen Breyer is 83 years old, and he is now retiring. I'm looking at an article, and it is simply saying this. Let me read portions of it. "Why are we content to believe lies?" is what this article says. "The world is under a strong delusion, and at least that is what the Bible tells us. And with all the," this is a quote now, "with all the deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie." Now that's a quote from the scripture. It is not from a King James text, but it's a quote from the scripture basically saying the same thing. And that is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 and following. Ladies and gentlemen, that we are being sent a strong demonic delusion. And as such, people are caused to believe a lie. They're believing the lie today that Biden is the president. People are believing the lie today that COVID shot is necessary. People are believing the lie today that a mask is needed to prevent you from getting COVID. You can look on the side of the box of any purchase of any mask that you want to find, and it will tell you on the side of the box that it does not prevent COVID spread. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's believed today by most of the physicians. Most of the physicians are following the CDC protocol. The CDC protocol is lying. CDC's changed and lied to us nothing less than several dozen times over the past 2 years. But, ladies and gentlemen, the point is this whole focus now about the retirement of Justice Stephen Breyer is a deflection of the truth of the failures in the Biden administration. You might ask, well, why should a Christian be concerned about that? We've had fraudulent presidents in the past. We've had failures in the past. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe we have seen, I've not seen in my lifetime, the coming together of all of the issues that we're seeing today being that America is being faced with. You realize, and we'll talk about that further in this broadcast today, do you realize that we have the potential of seeing major response from North Korea with the firing of missiles of some type? Do you realize today that we're on the very cusp of war with Russia, the very cusp of war with China? We're on the very border, the very cusp of having major conflict with Iran. And right now in the Middle East, there are wars and rumors of wars, just as we see taking place on a global basis, which the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, are the things that we shall look for and understand the signs of the times. I am concerned. I'm not worried. I'm concerned that most today that's hearing my voice are not aware of the chronological, eschatological truth of where this nation and this world is headed. I am adamantly opposed to what we see Biden doing. But I believe that God is using Biden, that puppet Manchurian president, I believe that God is using that puppet, that cognitively depleted man, as the catalyst to bring about the eschatological prophetic truth from the Word of God. I believe that God is using him to open the floodgate doors of the final days, where 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, devastating. We're in those devastating, dark, deadly days as we sit today. Perilous times not shall come. They have arrived, ladies and gentlemen. But the public today is being asked to look at, don't look at my right hand what I'm doing. Don't look at what I'm doing at the borders. Don't look at what I'm doing with stealing money out of the Ukraine. Don't look at what I'm doing with robbing the officials in China for my own well-being. We'll talk about all of those things in a moment. Don't look at what's happening with my right hand, but don't look at what I'm doing with my right hand, because I am holding up the left hand and making the shadow so that you'll pay attention to that. And that is what we see today, the deflection of the real news that's taking place in our nation today. It's to cover the Russian-Ukrainian invasion. It is to cover the failure of the economy. It's to cover his failure of the handling of the COVID issues. The nation is now being made aware, ladies and gentlemen, that the COVID jab is a lie. America has been told lie after lie after lie. It's a failure to have anything of what Biden claimed would be his claim to fame going into office, was that he was going to be able to stop the COVID spread, that he would stop it dead in its tracks. That, in fact, on one of his television interviews, he said that if you take the COVID jab, take the COVID vaccination, you, quote, and this is quoting from Biden, you will not get the COVID virus. You will not. And if you do, it will be easier that you will not die. Biden's words, not mine. He's totally failed at that, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that God's using this failed president, this fraudulent election stolen president, I believe God's using him as the catalyst to bring about the fulfillment of the eschatological truth in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We're talking about today what Biden has done and is doing with the screen, smoke screen, so that we'll watch what is happening in relationship to the retirement now of Stephen Breyer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pick up and cover this further right after the top of the hour news. We have a one-minute news break, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We've got a lot more to cover on Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.